Well, Coach, kind of to get rolling 2 weeks into practice at this point now, how you feeling about things?
We're feeling good. We've had 9 really good practices, 9 or 10. The kids are working hard, and I think we're getting to about that point where we're ready to play against somebody else. So we're excited that, you know, we get to scrimmage tonight, and we're kind of at getting to the end point of this preseason preparation and getting ready for our first game.
Yep, I was just going to ask you that question, if you're ready to see somebody else. And you get to that point, don't you, where you're just tired of seeing the same jersey all the time?
Absolutely. You know, we're ready to kind of see where we're at. Because in practice, you know, you work on different things and you compete against each other, but you don't really have a marker of where you're at until you play against somebody else. So we're excited for tonight and excited for, you know, the next couple of practices and getting to Tuesday.
Yep, and like you said, you get red, white night. That kind of helps you, you know, because that's one of those things sometimes getting out there in front of a little bit of a crowd, you know, get some of those jitters out of the way a little bit.
Definitely, and along with that also, I think I was talking to our assistants about this last night, is, you know, just the pace of it is a little different. So that's important also from a conditioning standpoint, I feel. Just to kind of see where we're at with that. In practice, you know, we do get up and down and scrimmage in the 5-on-5, but I'm a guy who blows the whistle, you know, every couple possessions, and we're correcting stuff and we're talking about stuff, which is nice, you know, to get things corrected and to work on things. And I'm sure the players like it, you know, to kind of catch their breath a little bit, but it also doesn't give you that, you know, that pace of playing up and down constantly, where you might not have a whistle for a while. So I'm interested to see where we're at conditioning-wise as well. I mean, I think we'll be just fine, but, you know, the pace of it is definitely different.
Definitely, and you got guys that were in football, and they were in football shape, but football shape and basketball shape are not completely the same thing.
Very different things. You know, after each playing football, you get 25 seconds to catch your breath and rest. And with basketball, it's not, you know, it's not that way at all. So, yeah, we're excited to scrimmage tonight and see where we're at.
Coach, looking at being in a Thanksgiving tournament, the one thing about it is normally you don't get a lot of time to correct things, but you have the game on Tuesday, and then you get a couple of days. I know Thanksgiving's one of them, but you do get a couple of days there to kind of look at things and maybe reevaluate a little bit before 2 games in a row next weekend.
When the Thanksgiving schedule came out, the most important thing to me as a coach is that I wanted to play on Tuesday. So I was very thankful that we didn't have to play Monday and we kind of have an extra day. You know, you as a coach looking into a season, you know, you kind of have to choose your time wisely as far as what you want to work on, but you also want to be prepared, you know. So I'm one of those guys where I really would like to do maybe 2 or 3 things really, really well instead of, you know, 5 or 6 things not well at all, or, you know, mediocre. So you kind of have to balance being prepared for anything, but also, you know, being strong in the things that you prepared for. So I'm thankful that we get an extra day, and then we'll have Wednesday for game prep for whoever our opponent is Friday. We'll take Thanksgiving off, obviously, and we'll come in on Friday sometime before we leave and kind of go over you know, the game plan or game prep for that game as well. So we're excited about the opportunity, definitely.
I know rotation and things like that's going to be big for you too, because you got a lot of guys that could see some minutes.
We do. It's exciting as a coach. You know, basically every night after practice, we talk as a staff with, you know, just general thoughts on things, and there's just a lot of different directions that we could go with how we want to start a game. I think, you know, we're pretty set on 9 kids playing, you know, here initially at the beginning of the season. And really, you know, it's kind of how we want to mesh their strengths together in a rotation. You know, so we got some kids that maybe have some similar skills where it makes sense to stagger their minutes, you know, where one would start and one would come off the bench, that sort of thing. And, you know, we're still finalizing that. And that's something that's always evolving and changing. And you know, we're excited to see, you know, how guys look in the scrimmage. And then as a staff, we'll talk about, you know, what kind of direction we want to go, at least for the first game. And on Saturday, we'll talk to the kids about, you know, kind of how we're planning to go with the first game. And we'll see how it goes. But we're very excited about it.
Coach, you talked about your staff a little bit. Kind of introduce us to your assistants.
So we have Zach Schaefer. So I'm sure you're familiar with him. He was with Coach Kern and I last year. Austin Durbin, be working with our fresh soft primarily. And, of course, you know him from being a soccer coach. And then we also have Mr. Props, who is very excited to be back in the gym, has a lot of experience coaching basketball. He reached out to me after I got hired and was really just excited about the potential of coaching basketball again. And he's just been so helpful to me, you know, having the principal of the high school being on your staff has so many benefits. And of course, with me being over here at the elementary school, I don't always get to connect with our kids every single day, and him being in the building is just a great benefit.
Yeah, you got, and on top of that, he's the high school principal. He's also a former head coach, and so it's nice to have that wisdom on the bench too.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, kind of looking ahead to next week, I know Thanksgiving tournaments get kind of hectic. We talked a little bit about Cumberland and who you got in that tournament, but it's one where you got a lot of tough games, but I think definitely an opportunity maybe to make some noise next week.
You know, for sure. I mean, we're excited about it. I know the last 3 years we've went over there and we've went 1-2, you know, so, and I don't, you know, wins and losses, of course, you know, aren't everything. I mean, you can play poorly and win, and you can, you know, play great and lose. But, I mean, of course, I think getting 2 wins over there would kind of be the mark what we would want to get to, you know, and winning our first game would go a long ways towards getting to that point. And we've played Cumberland, I feel like, about every year since I've been here, and it's usually been a close game. I know that they have a lot of players back from last year. I know last year they were very young. We played them twice. Coach Rado does a really, really good job with them every single year. You know, and we've talked about kind of more of the heavy hitters with Casey and Dietrich. You know, Dietrich has a ton of kids back, including the Westendorf kid, who's a really tough matchup, really great player. We saw him over the summer. And he gave us a lot of trouble last year as well. And then Newton's on our side of the bracket. So whether we play them in this tournament or not, we're going to turn around and play them in our first home game on Tuesday, this December 3rd. So it'll be nice to kind of get a look at them, you know, before we play, because that's one that we're definitely going to see. We're just excited about, like I said, playing against somebody that's not wearing a red and white uniform. And, you know, of course, we'd like to go over there and get off to a good start. But we're gonna control the things that we can control, and that's playing our hardest and playing for each other. And we're really excited about it.